Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Max.
Hello everybody, this is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费赠送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与英文原版书福利的抽奖啦。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these English novels. They are very, very good materials for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So, go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to all of you.
Max, have you ever imagined what job you will do if not this one?
Well, I guess I would like to be a master chef.
That's a good one.
What about you?
I would definitely be a translator.
Oh, I would have thought it would have been something completely different from your work now. So, you still want to work in language?
Yeah. You know, kids always get asked about their dreams, right? Well, my answer used to be a translator all the time. 上学的时候每次有人问我，诶，你长大了以后想干什么呀？我都会说我想要当翻译官。
Well, then why didn't you become a translator afterwards? Has your dream changed?
Well, the reason is kind of cliche. I chose the wrong major in college, and after graduation, it's like, all of a sudden, reality hits. You've got so many factors to take into account when choosing your career.
Yeah. Few people get to do what they actually really want to do for a living.
虽然没能有幸做成这个工作哈，但是不妨碍我呢，对这个职业始终保有一份情怀，对这个行业里的一些大家泰斗，我都是怀着无限的崇敬之情哈。其中一位鼎鼎有名的翻译家就是我们今天要聊的许渊冲先生。许先生刚刚过完100岁生日哈，这里也祝贺老人家，希望他身体健康，福寿延绵。
Look how excited you are. All eager to talk about your idol.
Yeah, he really is my idol. 不过再激动也还是先要提醒一下大家，我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。还是先简单介绍一下许渊冲先生啊，他呢是从钱钟书、闻一多、冯友兰等学术大家，是目前中国唯一能在古典诗词和英法韵文之间进行互译的专家，并且获得过中国翻译文化终身成就奖以及国际翻译界的最高奖项北极光杰出文学翻译奖。
If I remember, he is the first Asian winner of the award. He is best known for translating ancient Chinese poems. You know, really esoteric works.
对，随随便便列举一些啊，《诗经》《楚辞》《道德经》《论语》，还有《唐诗三百首》啊，《毛泽东诗集》啊。其中的一些呢，刚刚 Max 在形容他们的时候用到了一个词，叫做 esoteric。
Esoteric means something is likely to be understood or enjoyed by only a few people with a specific knowledge or interest.
只有少部分拥有专业知识和兴趣的人才能理解的，也就是形容这个作品比较的深奥晦涩，像我们刚才说的《诗经》《楚辞》这类。
I have a question. So, what is a good translation?
Translation involves three requirements difficult to fulfill: faithfulness.Expressiveness and elegance. 这个呢就是思想家严复先生提出的译诗三难哈，信达雅。信就是要忠于原文，我们翻译成 faithfulness， 达指译文要通顺明白，翻译成 expressiveness， 雅则指要追求文章本身的古雅，简明优雅，翻译成 elegance。
Faithfulness, expressiveness, eleganceSo, literary translation is an art that calls for innovation and recreation.
Especially when it comes to Chinese, as more than 50% of Chinese words do not have equivalents in Western languages. 这个 equivalent 就是指对等的事物，那在这里呢，它就是指英文中和中文对应的词。另外，刚刚 Max 在指出翻译需要创新与再创造的时候，用到了一个短语叫做 call for.
If something calls for a particular action or quality, it needs it or makes it necessary.
是的，这个 call for something 就表示需要、要求某事。说这么多啊，不如我们直接来欣赏许先生的译作吧，直观地感受一下信达雅之美哈。 我们来读的这个作品呢是来自柳宗元的江雪 which is translated as
Fishing in Snow、
这首诗原文是这样的千山鸟飞绝万径人踪灭孤舟蓑笠翁独钓寒江雪
From hill to hill no bird in flight From path to path no man in sight A lonely fisherman afloat Is fishing snow in a lonely boat
Wow, really beautiful, right? 怎么样是不是既完美还原了原诗的神韵又做到了文词的工整和韵律啊
Yeah, he really combined visual and oral beauties together.
诶,这个总结很到位哈,做到了视觉和听觉美的统一。那 visual 呢,就是视觉的 ,oral, 听觉的。
And his fans, you must have known that Hugh was diagnosed with rectal cancer in 2007, right?
Yeah, his doctor told him that he would live no more than 7 years. But look, he's a 100-year-old man now.And is delving into the translation of Shakespeare's complete works. 这个 delve into 就是指深入研究、钻研某事。老人家现在仍然笔耕不辍，正在翻译莎士比亚全集。
It seems that he is not aware of his old age. Only when he needs to read books with the aid of a magnifying glass will he smile and utter, I'm really old.
许先生有时候像个孩子一样，很可爱哈。只有用放大镜看书的时候呢才会抱怨一句哎呀我太老了不知道大家知不知道放大镜怎么说啊放大我们可以用 magnify 这个动词那放大镜呢我们就可以说 magnifying glass
I'm sure most people may not understand why he would be working so hard at this age
Yeah, some even doubt whether he could complete such a heavy program Here's how he respondedThere is always something that I cannot do, just leave it to my next generations.
As for the reason why he's working so hard, he said that translation gives him a great sense of fulfillment, and he is determined to persist in it, despite his advancing age.
许先生说他能从翻译工作中获得 sense of fulfillment, 这个 fulfillment 就是我们说的满足感或者说成就感。You know, as a rule, those who take a deep interest in their career are most likely to succeed.
As Hugh sees it, life is not how long you live, but how long you can remember. He is enjoying a life worth of remembering.
Right. There is this really lovely scene in this interview. He loves to appreciate the moon, you know.
When asked why he loves the moon, he simply said, "The moon is beautiful."And life is the pursuit of beauty.
生命就是对美的追求，这也是先生一生在践行的。这句话作为这期节目的结尾送给大家，也希望大家无论从事什么职业哈，都能从你在做的事情当中发现美，在俯身寻找六便士的间隙，也能抬头看见美好的月亮。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动。就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家，同时还有一个专属学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里带着大家一起学习7天。这个活动啊，特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学，限量200个名额。想报名免费体验的，赶紧微信搜索"早安英文"公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
So, thank you for listening. This is Max.
This is Cecilia. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。